This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, the Internal Communications Manager at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. And today, we speak with another outstanding Rice stakeholder and founding 100 and pace setter here at the Russell Center on Smooth Jazz 101 here at the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you, Ivana Oli, one of the co-founders of Beautiful Curly Me. I can't leave out the other co-founder.
The CEO herself.
The CEO herself, Miss Zoe Ali. Now tell us, how did this Beautiful Curly Me, this vision, this brand, how did it become and how did it come to be?
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much for having me on here, Ashley, on behalf of myself and Zoe. Super excited to have conversation with you today. So Beautiful Curly Me really was all Zoe's idea and vision, and it all started with her. So when she was six, she went through some challenges with her self-esteem. She didn't like her hair. She would come home from school and complain about her hair and say, you know, things like, "Mommy, why is my hair straight or pretty like my classmates?" And as a mom, you know, that really bothered me, because I'm like, how can I make my daughter feel good about herself? And so I did everything from, you know, affirmations with her, and, you know, try to, like, you know, just keep encouraging her with my words and, you know, things we would talk about, books we would read. And my sister actually suggested I buy her a black doll. And it kind of took me aback, because I actually wasn't paying attention to the kinds of toys she was playing with. And so I bought her the black doll. She loved the doll, but then she started complaining about the doll's hair. And she said, "Mommy, why doesn't this doll have hair like mine?" And then I look at the doll and I say, "Oh yeah, it's actually a black doll, but this doll had silky straight hair," which was kind of the norm at the time. And so I said, well, I went back to the stores. I couldn't find any dolls with, like, natural curly hair. And I told her that. And she said, "Mommy, I want to make my own." I'm like, "What do you mean you want to make my own? You want to make your own?" And she's like, "No, I want to make my own dolls. I want to make dolls with curly hair. I want to make dolls with braids." And so what really started as a six-year-old at the time, you know, just something she had an idea to do, really has kind of evolved into this company that we have today.
That's amazing. And now let's talk a little bit about your company. Where can people find Beautiful Curly Me? Let's talk about some of the products, even how you develop some of the products. Like, how did these products come to life?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So back to the story, and when Zoe kind of was saying, you know, she really wanted to do this, I didn't take her seriously, but she kept pestering. And so I said, okay, fine, let's see. So it started off like a project, and, you know, we just started doing a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she's coming on 7 years old at the time, and I told her, okay, let's sit down, let's talk about your vision. What do you really want to do? And so I found an artist, and she started describing kind of, like, you know, the doll she wanted, and made some, you know, rough sketches, like, you know, the kinds of curls and different things like that. And we were just doing a lot of research. And so we ended up launching this line of beautiful black dolls. So we have dolls with curly hair. We have a doll with braids. And it's really all about inspiring confidence in our young black girls. Because, you know, what you see as a standard of beauty, we know dolls are typically seen as standards of beauty. And so when a little girl sees a doll that looks like her, it really just kind of affirms her and lets her know, you know what, I am beautiful too. Versus, you know, always playing with the white, you know, dolls, the other dolls that don't look like her. Not that there's anything wrong with playing with dolls of different races. I think it is important for children actually to play with dolls of different, you know, skin tones and ethnicities, etc., because it reflects the world around us. But I think it's important for our children to definitely have dolls that look like them and represent them and are positive. Like our doll, for instance, comes with, you know, a book of affirmation. So things to really encourage them and remind them that they are worthy, they're beautiful, and, you know, they can do anything they set their minds to.
Absolutely. And I can attest to that, because my daughter is 8. My son even is 5, going on 6, and he even loves the Beautiful Curly Me doll.
Nice.
You don't always think about how, you know, young boys are even being
Absolutely.
Impacted by seeing these dolls that don't represent their family, the world, and reality. And
Absolutely.
So both my daughter and my son are being positively impacted by having the Beautiful Curly Me doll, the books,
yes.
we've got the puzzles. So
Absolutely.
All of those things really just have made a major boost in their confidence.
So I love that you said that. Absolutely.
In real life.
Absolutely.
And I even love just even my son. He'll be like, oh, this is my future wife.
I'm
like,
oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, married. Beautiful girl, now, Lord. But I love that because yes. that makes me feel confident that as my son ages, he'll see the beauty in black women.
In black women. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, so we have a line of dolls. Zoe started writing books. She wrote her first book at 8 years old. It's a book of affirmations, Beautiful Curly Me. She also has a journal and some more books on the way. We have puzzles, like you mentioned. And we also just launched a girls' community, so a girls' club, which
I
is all about.
Up today.
Yay! Which is all about empowering our girls to really kind of love themselves and really create a community and safe space for them to connect so they can thrive.
So there's always ups and downs. There's challenges. I'm sure there were early just challenges with maybe getting enough inventory, getting into stores like Macy's. Like, how did you get over some of the challenges, or was there a major hurdle early on, or even maybe as you scaled that you want to share with our audience and maybe provide some insight around how you overcame that hurdle?
Absolutely. So there are always challenges with business. And I think every day we're learning as we go that we just have to, I think the key is to keep pushing and to keep moving forward just one step at a time and find ways to pivot when you need to. So I'll give an example from, I remember we were very green in the business. And so I have a marketing background, but I don't have any toy industry experience, and so we were just learning everything as we went by the fly. Mm-hmm. And so when we made our first big order from our manufacturer the first time, and we did some due diligence, but I don't think we did enough, like in hindsight. And so getting that first order in, we didn't know the steps we needed to take in terms of testing, quality assurance, and we ended up getting a batch of like really badly shaped dolls that we really couldn't sell to anyone.
Oh, wow.
And so that was a huge like hit in terms of losing money, essentially, because you know we're shipping these dolls from overseas, and we didn't know at the time that we could have negotiated terms where we wouldn't pay all the money up front, so we could at least have a recourse to get that refund and things like that. So there are a lot of things that we didn't know in the beginning. And so getting that initial batch of dolls and like, oh my goodness, it's holiday, half of the order was good, the other half like we really couldn't do much with. And so that was a really kind of big lesson learned, like a painful lesson learned, as to, you know, the importance of doing due diligence, having an external testing party go in and test your products and do quality assurance and checks and inspect. It's actually more of the inspection visually, as well as kind of doing all the testing to make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be, so that your consumers can be happy. And so we learned lessons like that. And so with something like that, like we were able to sort through a few of them where okay, where we were able to sell some, we had to donate, and some we had to completely like just recycle. And so it's just lessons learned for the future. So I would say to anyone, just do your homework. And I think for us now, we've obviously learned as we've gone along, but we've also really realized the importance of community and just talking to other entrepreneurs that are in similar industries, like joining industry associations where you can kind of share learnings and insights and even partner together to maybe work with like a particular vendor where we can get cost savings. So there's a lot of things that have come as a result of just being in the journey, but also learning the importance of community and working together with other people.
Now that sounds stressful, to have a bad batch of dolls come in holiday season.
Yes.
I know how anybody who's in retail or just any kind of commercial goods that are consumer products that are for people that go to the end user, and it's not right, bad reviews, you want to not have to deal with that.
Not at all.
So I can only imagine how your stress level was then.
Yes.
And how even now, before, you know, Christmas gets ready to come around the corner,
right.
I'm sure you're going to have a ton of orders. We're hoping that everybody visits beautifulcurlyme.com
Thank
and
you.
Orders
yes.
a doll
Get
right
your
before
dolls.
Christmas,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But how do you take time for self-care when you're in a stressful business, when you're an entrepreneur, there's ups, there's downs, and you're a mom, you're raising Zoe? How do you instill self-care even in her at this young age? What are you working on? What do you do? How do you find relief when you are balancing this work-life situation as an entrepreneur?
It's difficult. I have to say, I don't know that I've mastered it, honestly. I think it's just every day I'm trying to almost will myself into it. And so, as you said, I'm mom, and Zoe, you know, while she's a CEO, she's also an 11-year-old girl. She's in seventh grade. She has a ton of things to do at school. She has extracurriculars. She's doing sports. She's doing too many things, actually. And so I try to kind of remember to tell her to take breaks. And I think it's important to just be organized with your time and delegate where you need to and prioritize. So I think that's really what has helped us. So like at the beginning of the week, we'll sit down, we'll kind of map out our week like on a Sunday and say, okay, this is what needs to be done. Like this is the absolutes that we need to do. These are the things that maybe can be delegated. We've gone to a point now we've been able to hire a couple of people on to really support us. But in the beginning, it was just the two of us and for the first 3 years of the business. And so it was very difficult. But I would say you can't pour out of an empty cup. Obviously, we all know this, but, you know, it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think it's being intentional about just taking the time to rest and not burn yourself out and know that everything can't be perfect all the time, but it's important to just go with the flow. Zoe says that a lot, actually, and she's very much that kind of person. So I think we balance each other out from that perspective because she'll say, okay, mom, like we've tried, you know, it is what it is, you know, and it's like we can't have it all, but we just do our best every single day to show up and you know, be the best for our customers, give them the best products and the best experience, and also know that we're humans, and so we just have to find ways to just balance it, but there is definitely balls that drop, and so we just have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. Now, one of the questions I always like to ask is representation matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
With your business, you are clear representation. Like you said, you're building the image of young women and girls. So when you think about Beautiful Curly Me, what's the big goal?
The big goal is impacting millions of girls all over the world, right? So I find out we're very focused on just America, but there is a whole world out there of black girls, black and brown girls that also deserve to hear this message of confidence and inspiration. And so more than half of the world has curly hair and is black. So I think our goal is really global domination.
Yes, global domination.
But in a positive way, right? So we want to hit 10 million girls over the next 10 years. That's like our big goal. And so through different avenues, so through obviously the products, we're coming out with a new line of dolls in the coming year, in January, so super excited about that.
Yes.
We're working on a TV show concept. We're working on more content. We have this girls club that we're you know, growing, and so the goal is really just to touch girls everywhere, to really remind them of who they are and so that they can achieve their highest potential.
So what is some advice you would give to another young entrepreneur or a mother-daughter pair?
Yeah.
That's working on a project. What's your best advice?
Best advice is use what you have. You know, just get started. Sometimes we, you know, we kind of stay in our head for too long on things because we are perfectionists. I feel like every black woman is somehow a little bit of a perfectionist because we always kind of want things perfect and want things to be done a certain way. And sometimes we kind of stand in the way of our own progress.
Yes.
And so it's important to just kind of get out there, get started, whatever it is you're doing, seek help where you need help. There is community. I think community has really played a huge role. I mean, even being here at Rice and being around other entrepreneurs, it's very lonely when you're kind of starting out and doing things on your own. So it's really critical to find a circle of other founders that you can communicate with, that you can share your, you know, the stresses with, the joys with, and really kind of sharpen each other and learn from each other. So surround yourself with a community of people, and also, you know, you can't cheat the grind. So it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of hustle. It's going to take a lot of sacrifice, which we constantly are sacrificing daily.
Where can people get in touch with you guys to make their purchases of their dolls, their puzzles, their books?
Yes, beautifulcurlyme.com. We're on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, everywhere you can find us. Find people where they're YouTube.
Okay.
So beautifulcurlyme.com. And for every doll you buy, we give one away. We have lots of holiday specials going on right now, so definitely take advantage. It makes the perfect gift for the young girls in your life.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for being here today, Ivana.
Thank you.
I'll keep messing it up. Oli.
Oli.
not only the mom in chief.
Mom in chief.
At Beautiful Curly Me. Thank you for sharing your valuable insights with our audience. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott. And for information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.